With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者。
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin colour.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
Corruption in Russia not became something like, you know, white-collar crime or something. We wanted to show this level of the degradation of Russian power.
On Thursday, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was admitted to hospital after suffering from a suspected poisoning. At the time of recording, he remains in a critical condition. According to his spokeswoman, Navalny first fell ill during a flight. She added that they suspected something had been mixed into his tea. Consequently, the plane made an emergency landing in Omsk, Russia, located in southwestern Siberia. Following the incident, footage filmed by a passenger on the same flight has emerged. The footage showed paramedics rushing to help Navalny, who was groaning with pain. Alexei Navalny, an anti-corruption campaigner, first made a name for himself by exposing corruption by the Russia state officials, labelling Mr. Putin's United Russia as the party of crooks and thieves, and has served several jail terms.
They're not just corrupt, they're involved in murders, in tortures, and raiding businesses, etc., etc.
In 2011, he was arrested and imprisoned for 15 days following protests over vote rigging by Mr. Putin's United Russia Party in parliamentary elections. In 2018, he attempted to stand in the presidential race, but was barred because of previous fraud convictions in a case he said was politically motivated. And in July 2019, Mr. Navalny was also given a 30-day jail term after calling for unauthorized protests. During this sentence, he was taken ill and doctors diagnosed him with contact dermatitis. But he said he had never had any acute allergic reactions, and his own doctor suggested he might have been exposed to some toxic agent. And Mr. Navalny also said he thought he may have been poisoned. However, how he was poisoned this week is yet to be confirmed. And next.
What we need to understand is that when you are crossing half the world from Sudan, Eritrea, Afghanistan, Iraq, 3,000, 4,000 kilometers, you're not going to stop 30 kilometers away from achieving your dream, especially when you are in Calais and you can see the British cliffs from Calais every day.
This week, the body of a 16-year-old boy who had reportedly been attempting to cross the channel was found on a French beach. The boy, a Sudanese migrant, was found on Songat Beach near the former jungle camp in Calais on Wednesday morning, 7 hours after a friend he was with was found on the same beach suffering from hypothermia. According to Philippe Sabatier, Boulogne-sur-Mer's deputy public prosecutor, the two boys had tried to row across the channel in a very small inflatable boat, 1 meter long, with construction shovels. On Wednesday morning, footage gathered by ITV News showed a border vessel intercept migrants attempting to cross the channel before taking them to safety.
They're trying to take them on board now.
Yeah, they do like a sort of a sweep around them just to check them and everything else, and then eventually they'll take them on board over the back, over the stern.
As dozens of migrants continue to cross the channel, this tragedy has prompted more debate over the cross-channel migrant route and what action should be taken. Labour peer Lord Dubs criticised the Secretary of State for the Home Department, Priti Patel, by saying we should be more sympathetic.
People smugglers are appalling people. They endanger the lives of refugees, they endanger the life of this poor young man who was found drowned in the early hours of this morning. But that's not the whole story. There's also the point that we should be more sympathetic to some of the children who want to come here, often to join relatives in this country. And so it's up to Priti Patel to say, look, we'll welcome these people if they've got family here particularly. Some of them may be unaccompanied, and cooperate with France to bring them over. It's very simple. And I have an amendment to the immigration bill. It's coming up in Parliament in September. All she has to do is to agree to it.
So far this year, more than 4,700 migrants have reached the UK on small vessels. Ms. Patel previously said the crossings would be an infrequent phenomenon and has since insisted she is working to make the route completely unviable. And finally,
it was like the entire wall of the forest was just coming at us down the road. It was so scary.
How much time did you have when?
30 seconds. I looked up and the back of my house was on fire.
This week, tens of thousands of Californian residents were evacuated from their homes after fires raged across the US state. It was reported that the flames were sparked by lightning and stoked by a searing heat wave and ferocious winds. The state was struck by lightning 10,849 times over the course of 72 hours.
Everybody's evacuating. This is insane. All right, we're out of here.
Earlier this week, one of the highest ever temperatures on Earth was recorded in California's Death Valley. On Wednesday, nearly 45 million people across the US western states were living in areas under some form of excessive heat warning or heat advisory. The state is currently battling 367 unknown fires. Due to the extreme weather conditions, the fires have been moving quickly, overwhelming the state's firefighters and first responders. Earlier this week, one of the highest ever temperatures on Earth was recorded in California's Death Valley. On Wednesday, nearly 45 million people across the US western states were living in areas under some form of excessive heat warning or heat advisory. The state is currently battling 367 known fires. Due to the extreme weather conditions, the fires have been moving quickly, overwhelming the state's firefighters and first responders. In one rescue attempt this week, the US authorities reported that the pilot of a helicopter fighting fires in California has died after his aircraft crashed. The pilot was the only person on board the water-dropping helicopter, which crashed near the city of Coalinga. California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency as authorities battle hundreds of blazes. However, US President Donald Trump blamed California for the wildfires and told the state, you gotta clean your floors.
And I see again the forest fires are starting. They're starting again in California. I said, you gotta clean your floors, you gotta clean your forests.
So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.